to the right. Middlesbrough at the top, Hull at the bottom. This does not quite correspond to the modern-day official region of Yorkshire and the Humber, which includes Hull, but not Middlesbrough, and which I will try not to mention again. I'm proud of coming from York, because it is beautiful and important to Yorkshire, which is in turn beautiful and important to Britain. I see the East Coast Main Line as a railway from London to Yorkshire, rather than from London to Edinburgh, which would be more formally correct. The main function of the line, when first completed, was to bring coal from Yorkshire to the capital. It flowed in 24 hours a day, like a black river, which was very useful to the murderous Professor Marcus in The Lady Killers, shot at locations around King's Cross in 1955. The original companies that ran the East Coast Main Line were the Great Northern and the North Eastern. The latter was headquartered in York, and York is the first station you come to that matches the grandeur of King's Cross. The Cross, to we regular north-south travellers, was like an embassy of Yorkshire in London. York Way runs alongside the station. The newsagents at King's Cross used to carry adverts reading, "Take the Yorkshire Post with you." There was a north-south balance in those days, as opposed to the north-south divide, which began to be spoken of in the mid-70s. I board the train. It is soothing to hear Yorkshire voices among the passengers settling in, and our train guard sounds like a Yorkshireman. "Safety information is posted in the salon," he says. A slightly problematic statement, as he seems to be aware, because he then dismisses the subject. "Familiarise yourself with it." There are the two Yorkshire tones in those two sentences. The second has the peremptoriness traditionally associated with the county, the tone of hard men working in heavy industry, or of the Yorkshire slogans you tend to see printed on tea towels in the county. "See all, think all, say nowt. If ever tha does out for nowt, make sure it's for this sen." But the train guard's first statement, the reference to the salon, has a sort of dreaminess that is less often noted and perhaps arises from the slower pace of life to be had in Yorkshire's suburbs and villages. It is captured well by the comedian Graham Fellows, who was born in Sheffield and whose alter ego is the easygoing retired security guard John Shuttleworth. I once interviewed Fellows, who described Shuttleworth's main quality as steadiness. In the TV and radio programmes in which he appears, he potters about on his errands, from garden centre to frozen food shop to the local halfway house where he mows the lawn fortnightly. He seems transfixed by the small details of his life. He doesn't have a bar of chocolate, but a wagon wheel from the vending machine at the swimming baths. Fellow's father, a Yorkshireman, had this quality of steadiness. He's the sort of man, if you come to see him by a new route, he'll immediately look it up on the map, Fellows told me. My own late father was like that in his retirement. If I called him from London to say I was coming up to see him in York, he'd always say, "Just hold on while I fetch the timetable." The steadiness is an admirable quality, as Fellows acknowledged in the title of the Shuttleworth mockumentary, "It's Nice Up North." It is nice up north, in my opinion, especially in Yorkshire, because Yorkshire, as already mentioned, is the most beautiful county. I admit that I sometimes go places, for example, Snowdonia recently, that I suspect are even more spectacular than the best bits of Yorkshire. But the thought seems heretical, because Yorkshire